It's time for another week of a fabulous guest on My Tunes here on The Morning Show. And all this week, we have got Mae Challis with us.
Hello, it's so good to be here again.
Well, it is lovely to have you back. I mean, you're in with, you know, Christina Haven used to pop up here, but I've got you. First time on this show, which is brilliant.
It's fantastic.
We'll talk about loads and loads of things during the week, if that's all right. But what have you been doing recently? There was a big show last week.
I did, yeah. I had the pleasure of performing on the Gaiety Theatre stage, which I can't remember the last time I did. Oh, I can. Last time I did was Filmfest. But yeah, I've done a lot of work with Dave Kilgallen in the preparation and so much rehearsal, and everyone's put so much work into it. And it turned out so great and was so much fun. So yeah, that was amazing.
Now, we are blessed with some pretty extraordinary venues here. Which out of the big ones, the Gaiety or the Villa, do you prefer to play?
I think for me personally, I would always pick the Villa because there's the standing up element of it. And for me, gigs and live music is always better when the audience are standing because they engage with you way more.
And get them moving.
Yes, yes. But I mean, the Gaiety is absolutely beautiful and so good for, you know, theatrical things and more of that kind of stuff. But they're both amazing to perform on, obviously, yeah.
We've been tracking you down a bit for this year's programme because you have been very busy in West London. You've been about 500 yards from where I was born.
Is that right?
In Chiswick.
Oh, brilliant.
At the wonderful Metropolis Studios.
Yes, yeah.
What have you been doing?
So I've been spending 6 weeks in London. Well, seven, actually. We went back fairly recently as well. It's been pretty much non-stop since we started. Working with some new up-and-coming producers. They're called Goldfingers, and there's a team of two of them, and it's been amazing. We've written a whole new album, and it's being produced and mixed as we speak. Oh. And we've just had a really exciting phone call yesterday as well with management, and we're heading back in the new year, and it's super exciting times ahead. Like, I'm ridiculously excited. How many times have I said the word excited now?
Not enough, because we want more excitement.
Everyone else should be just as excited. So, they're like, it's going to be so good.
Who are you playing with? Who's in there with you?
Just me.
It's just yourself?
We've been writing as a team. There's two of them. They're called Linus and Frank. It's been the hardest I've ever worked in a studio, I will admit. But at the same time, it's been fantastic fun, you know, because everyone just works so well together, which I feel really grateful and lucky to have fallen into their hands. So yeah, it will be a matter of writing the song and then just going and laying down like a basic piano. And then I put the vocal down, and then I basically just left them with the vocal and the chords, and they just work their magic on it. And that's sort of the system I'm working with.
The magic. And when will we get to hear it, May? When do you reckon? I mean, no, not going to tie it to dates, but next year, obviously, hopefully.
Yeah, we'll have to wait and see.
Because timing is everything, isn't it?
It is. I mean, absolutely is in the industry.
Find the right slot, get it out there so it can get noticed. Well, good luck with that.
Thank you.
Let's have your first musical choice of the week and talk me through it.
Okay. The first song that we're having this week is a song by 21 Pilots. And it's a song called Neon Gravestones, which is on their latest album that they brought out this year. I had the pleasure of going to see them on tour in March in Belfast with my brother and his girlfriend Lonnie. I had the album in my car for weeks and weeks before we went to go and see them. And this is one song that really stood out and stuck with me. And it's not a single, and I think it's kind of a shame that it wasn't, but I get it. But I think in that way, it's more personal. When I saw it live, I was on my brother's shoulders and I was shouting out every single word. And no one else around me seemed to know the words either. So to be like at the front, knowing that I was the only one that still knew all the words to this really special song, it was just such a moment. I cried. I did cry.
Okay.
Yeah. In a good way. If you really listen to the lyrics, I think it's a really important message. And I think at any opportunity to help people to hear it, I'm going to take it.
We'll do that right now. 21 Pilots, and it is Neon Gravestones.
Follow me down to the bottom, underneath the insane asylum. Keep your wits about you while you got them, cause your wits are first to go while you're problem solving. And my problem, we glorify those even more when they... My opinion, our culture can treat a loss like it's a win. And right before we turn on them, we give them the highest of praise and hang the banner from a ceiling. Communicating further, engraving an earlier grave is an optional way. No.
Beyond gravestones try to call. Neon gravestones.
my problem, don't get it twisted. It's with the people we praise who may have assisted. I could use the streams and extra conversations. I could give up and boost up my reputation. I could go out with a bang, they would know my name. They would host and post a celebration. My opinion will not be lenient. My opinion, it's real convenient. Our words are loud, but now I'm talking action. We don't get enough love, well they get a fraction. They say, how could he go if he's got everything? I'll mourn for a kid, but won't cry for a king. Neon gravestones try to call. Neon gravestones try to call for my bones. Call, call, call. Promise me this, if I lose to myself, you won't mourn a day, and you move on to someone else. Promise me this, if I lose to myself, you won't mourn a day, and you move on to someone else. The rise in awareness is beating a stigma that no longer scares us. But for sake of discussion and spirit of fairness, could we give this some room for a new point of view? And could it be true that some could be tempted to use this mistake as a form of aggression, a form of succession, a form of a weapon, thinking I'll teach them? Well, I'm refusing the lesson. It won't resonate in our minds. I'm not disrespecting what was left behind, just pleading that it does not get glorified. Maybe we swap out what it is that we hold so high. Find your grandparents or someone of age. Pay some respects for the path that they paved, to life they were dedicated. Now that should be celebrated.
My Tunes on Manx Radio with my guest. I tracked her down, boys and girls. Delighted to have her with us, May Challis. Thank you for doing this.
Thank you for having me.
Now, look, you came over here as a little tiny person. Well, you were, how old were you when you came to the Isle of Man?
I was seven.
Seven. So basically, this is home. I mean,
yeah, I don't call anywhere else home, yeah.
Here's a question for you. Isle of Man, 80-odd thousand people. Lots of music. Punches well above its weight musically. Mm-hmm. But is it hard to get to the next level? I mean, obviously, we talked about you being in London yesterday. Is it tough for musicians here to get above being a bit local?
Yes, 100%. Yeah. It's tough. As much as the internet is a fantastic tool to get more exposure, I do think being on the rock can make it hard to make that jump. And I mean, for me and my manager have worked together for years in contact with the Metropolis team to get us over there. And I mean, it's been a big payoff, but you know, we have had to work hard. By no means has it been easy. If you're Manx and you just want to go and do a gig, chances are you're going to have to sacrifice a bit of money to get there. You have to be dedicated. You have to really want it. But I think it's worth making the jump just to get the experience as well. So it depends on how much you really, really want it.
I think that's been the case in the music business for years, forever.
Yeah.
How
it
much
is hard.
Do you want it?
Yeah, yeah, but, absolutely.
But based here, you can't just get in a truck and just drive down to Manchester. You've got to get a ferry or an aeroplane, etc. Yeah.
You have to be dedicated.
Yeah. I mentioned earlier the Isle of Man punches above its weight for the size of the population musically. I mean, you know so many people here musically. Do you find that the case? There's an awful lot of talent here.
There is an unreal amount of talent. And I think, like you said, it's only 80,000 people. And if you were to take 80,000 people randomly from the UK, I doubt there'd be as much musician talent as there is on our little rock. And I don't know. I think it must be to do with there's definitely a sense of community within the music circles. I mean, there are surprisingly amount of gig opportunities. Having spoken about the gigs in the UK, I think there are so many venues over here and so many little events that get put on that there are a lot of opportunities to gain experience on the rock as well as, you know, before you make that jump. I mean, obviously, practice makes perfect, doesn't it? So, yeah. I mean, I started out going to Soundcheck, which was a little tiny youth project, and the amount of opportunity that I got as a kid to get onto a stage and just face them fears and sing to what was always a pretty decent crowd was amazing, and I think that's really important for people to start young and get into the habit of that, and then
Years ago, I went up to Government House and Soundcheck were doing a little showcase for, uh-huh, for the then governor. Did you go to that?
I was going to say, did you see me? I might have done. Yeah,
I think you were there.
Oh my gosh, yeah, memories!
I don't know, because it was very early on in Soundcheck, and the then governor wanted to see what was going on, and you guys went up and did a showcase.
Yeah,
I remember that.
Yeah,
I was there.
Oh my gosh,
that was the first time I saw Mae Jones.
Wow, I would have been, I don't know,
younger,
15, 16. a little while ago.
So here we all are, new material coming out. When you're writing your own material, do you write on the guitar or the piano? You tell me.
It's changed over the years. Everything started on guitar, because I was playing that the most with Soundcheck and shows and gigs and things. But recently, it's been pretty much all piano. I think when it comes to melody, it's a lot easier to discover more on the piano, because I did theory in piano when I was younger, and did classical and exams and everything, so I'm a bit more intelligent with regarding to knowing where everything is on a piano, whereas guitar I just sort of taught myself. Well, my mum helped me teach myself, put it that way. So I just guessed my way, and you know, in my mind when I play the guitar it still just shapes, like I don't actually really know what things are called, funnily enough. So piano recently has been a really great tool to me.
Let's have your next track. Where are we going for this?
Today we have a fantastic song by a fantastic band, which I'm sure everybody will know. They're called Queen, and it's the song Headlong for many reasons. And to be honest, I could have picked any of their songs and would have been more than happy to play. I just sort of picked one. But this one especially is cool to me because the music video starts with a shot of Metropolis Studios, and there's Studio A, which they're having a bit of fun and messing about in. I watched it before I came here just to refresh my memory. It's such a cool video. And, you know, knowing that I have sat in that studio, in that chair, played that piano, that, you know, and it just is such a cool feeling and a fantastic song. I grew up with Queen as well. I mean, come on.
Yeah, of course.
It's just great. You don't need a reason to play Queen, do you?
And you're rushing headlong. You got a new go. And you're rushing headlong. Out of control. And you think you're so strong. But there ain't no stopping. And there's nothing you can do about it. And you're rushing headlong.
It's My Tunes on Manx Radio, and my guest all week is May Chalice, who has so far has chosen some stunning stuff. We had Queen yesterday. We started off with 21 Pilots. I'm not going to tell you where she's going today, but it is exciting. It is exciting. Now, when you're performing live, by the way, welcome back, May. Thank you.
Thank you. Hello, everybody.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Thank you. Now then, this business of performing, you perform great solo gigs, seen you do those, seen you with a band. What do you prefer, going out with a band or going on your own?
That's a good question. I don't think I've ever been asked that. I've never really thought about the answer either. I think it depends on my mood and the audience as well. I mean, I've done some amazing venues acoustically where it's so intimate that you know they're appreciating every part of my voice and everything that I'm doing with my hands in a way that it can sort of melt into one with a band. Well, it should melt into one technically, you know, it should all sound collective. So acoustic can be absolutely amazing for intimacy and feeling like they're engaging with the lyrics as well and that kind of thing. But I think my all-time favourite is probably with a band, because when I put the guitar down, which I never thought I would say, my guitar used to be like my comfort blanket. You know, I always started with acoustic, you know, with sound check and that. But when I put my guitar down and I sort of discovered more of a performer element, you know, like Freddie Mercury, for example, like yesterday. And yeah, when I get to just run around and do a bit of headbanging and wave my arms around everywhere. And I mean, it's the most fun I've ever had on a stage. I mean, like TT at Bushy's was absolutely amazing. I don't know if anyone listening would have been there, but hopefully,
yeah.
I would have thought.
Yeah.
So you would know, you would have seen how much fun I was having. It was absolutely fantastic.
In terms of a band lineup, not individuals, not naming people, but in terms of the instruments and the lineup, what would be your dream lineup on stage working with you? Obviously, bass and drums. Yeah. Obviously, I would say.
Yeah, bass and drums, of course. They'd have to. I mean, I'd probably just be spoiled and have two electric guitars because I love. And then probably, I mean, there's got to be keys.
Yeah.
If it's Dream, especially, you know, like some kind of electric things as well.
Would you have any horns?
Doubt it. I mean, to be honest, some of the new stuff does have a little bit of trumpet in it, though. So maybe.
My experience of horn sections are they're always down the pub and they're always the last to get to the sound check. Horn sections.
Maybe.
They're hopeless for that.
I'm yet to find out.
Backing vocals?
I'd have backers, but they'd be like cool dancers as well, with like hats on and that, you know, like it'd be great. It'd be like Glastonbury.
But put it all on Facebook. You can audition over the week for the new album coming out in about 6 months or thereabouts. So they we get the Facebook entries coming in.
Yes.
Next track, please, May.
Next track is Haim's latest single called Now I'm In It. For many reasons, one being that Haim in general as a band are so authentic and original, and they're all musicians and they're all family, and I absolutely love that about them. You know, they're so undeniably themselves, and I have so much respect for that. And this new song is absolutely fantastic and I love it.
Looking in the mirror again and again, wishing the reflection would tell me something. I can't get a hold of myself, I can't get out of the situation. Walking in the street line, thinking about last time. This time I said I would do this right, said I would never break this promise. But now I'm back to counting on us. We cannot be friends, cannot pretend that it makes sense. We cannot be friends, cannot pretend that it makes sense. Cause now I'm in it, but I've been trying to find my way back for a minute. Damn, I'm in it, and I've been trying to find my way back for a minute. Walking all the doors in my house, I'm alone in my head. But I wish you were in my bed. Can't get a feed on myself. Gotta change the situation. Something in the way that I felt when I woke up told me that I shouldn't give in, give up hope. Told me that I shouldn't.
Tunes on Manx Radio with May Chalice. Doesn't get much better than that. Saddest thing is it's the last one of the week,
May. I know, we've come to the end. It's been fantastic.
Been loads going on. From Sittingbourne in Kent to Ashley Hill, school in Onchan, growing up here on the Isle of Man. It is your home.
Absolutely.
So far, we've talked about a lot about what's coming. What has been your favourite gigs so far on the Isle of Man?
Another fantastic question.
There's going to be two parts to this. First gig for you playing.
Okay.
And second question is watching.
On island?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. God.
Let's do your performance first.
Okay.
First, the gig that you really hold dear to your heart here on the Isle of Man.
Okay, I'll be honest. My favourite one of all time at the moment in my mind is actually Bushes at TT this year.
Yeah.
Because it's, you know, every year I've grown and I've got more confident and it sounds cheesy, but I found myself more and, you know, even to down to the clothes that I want to wear that make me feel confident on a stage. And we had such a strong set and such a strong band and everyone was well practiced and the performance, everything just went so well and the crowd were really great as well and I had everyone with their hands in the air and it's just the most fun that I'd had in ages and you know, I've performed on stages that are that kind of size, but I think that's one of the best performances that I've given to date.
It was a great stage as well. The whole setting and that new setting really works, doesn't it?
Oh, the village and everything is fantastic. Brilliant. And I mean, ELS do such a good job with the stages and the lights and oh my gosh, it was just the best. So for me, that and I probably feel like I got a lot of the decent stages that I get the privilege to stand on every time I have a performance there, it would probably be in my mind the better one because I grow and get better every time. I'm like, yes, that was a little bit better. And, you know, it's good to always be developing. But, yeah, that's my favourite.
Great monitors. You could hear yourself.
Yes,
everything's
they
working.
Mean so much. Oh, my gosh. Good monitors mean the world, guys. Get good monitors. That's my advice to young musicians. Make sure you've got a good sound on the stage because it doesn't matter if they can hear you. If you can't hear you, it's not going to sound good.
Good advice. Sound advice. That's free advice from May Chalice.
Boom.
And what about watching a band here on the Isle of Man, being in the audience? Who have you really enjoyed as a member of us, great unwashed public?
I'll tell you.
Go on.
I've just remembered. You know the band James?
Yes.
Okay,
oh, yes.
So I had been listening to them. It was so random. I'd been listening to them in my headphones on my phone for a couple of days and sort of getting back into them and being like, oh, I really love this band. And I was sat in my kitchen and I said to my mum how, oh, I've been listening to them. I really love James. And she was like, oh, I think they're playing in the Villa. Like, it was tomorrow or something. It was something like really little notice. And I had absolutely no idea they were coming over. I had no one to go with me. And I bought two tickets at random. And I ended up dragging my dad with me. He wasn't really that keen and couldn't really be bothered because he'd been at work all day. And it ended up being the best night of my life at that point. And the show was amazing. It was one of them. Everyone just united. And you just felt like you were surrounded by friends and family. And you were on the stage with them. And they were in the crowd with you. And physically, no. But I mean, you know, the show was that engaging that it just you came out feeling high on life, and it was absolutely amazing. Ask my dad.
Great songs. As
oh
well.
My gosh!
I mean, the writing in those songs.
And you know, they were playing new. I only knew their old stuff, you know. Yeah. And they came on playing these new things. They had like all sort of different solos, and just the musicians were obviously having so much fun, and that always gives for a better show when everyone is obviously enjoying themselves. You know, they're not just doing it because it's a job, they're doing it because they love it, and we love them loving it. And it was just every song was just as good as the last for so many different reasons. And then, you know, they finish with the classics and everyone starts jumping and oh, it was amazing. And that was in the Royal Hall.
Well, we put the band, your magic band, together earlier in the week. We'll now put you on tour with James to promote the new album.
Fantastic.
Coming out later next year. That's all. That's done and dusted. We'll have a word with James's management. Get that note to self. Have a word. Thank you so much for this week. It's been great fun.
Thanks for having me.
Can't wait to hear the new material. Can you talk me through your final choice?
Right, I struggled to find my fourth song. You know, the first three came pretty easy and I was umming and ahhing over all these different options. And I was still kind of unsure as I was coming down in the car this morning and a song on the radio by Busted came on. And it reminded me that I had the album that had the song Year 3000 on it. I had this CD in my car for so long and I just had it on repeat and on repeat. And at no point did I ever get bored of it. And I can remember very vividly once I was giving Mark a semi-intoxicated Mark a lift home after a gig.
This is your manager, Mark.
My manager, Mark. Yes,
say hello, Mark.
Hi.
That's it. He's been here.
Love you. And
used to drum in a band called Tank. Very good rock band.
He did. Look them up. Okay.
Look them up. Great band. Me and
Fantastic.
Tommy Vance used to love him. Go on.
Oh gosh, amazing. Oh, you want to see his hair? It was so good. He was my hair goals. He still is. That and Brian May. I mean, come on. So we were driving home and Year 3000 came on the CD that I'd had in my car forever. And we put both the windows down and Mark put the volume on full and we went along the prom absolutely screaming at the top of our heads Year 3000. And I'm still not sick of that song. I just think it's a great song. I think it will cheer up anyone's morning. So if you're in your car, turn your volume up. Come on, let's party.
Thank you, May Chalice.
Thank you for having me,
by the way. It's been lots of fun.
Oh, am I allowed shout outs?
Yes,
can I give a really quick shout out to my mum, Darren, my mum, Darren?
Your mum and dad.
My mum and dad, yes. Because I love them so much. My brother, who's my best mate. My dog, who's awesome. And also my boyfriend, Chris, and my manager, Mark, and everyone else who I love.
You are a superstar. And good luck with this new music.
Yes, I'm really excited for everyone to hear it. There's good things coming in 2020. I promise.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
When I came home at lunchtime, I heard a funny noise.
Went out to the backyard to find out if it was one of those runny boys.
Stood there was my neighbor called Peter and a flux capacitor.
He told me he built a time machine and he wanted to fill my seat. Yeah, yeah. He said, I've been to the Year 3000. Not much has changed, but they lived underwater. And your great, great, great granddaughter is pretty fine, is pretty fine.
He took me to the future in the flux thing, and I saw everything.
Boy bands and another one, and another one, and another one.
Triple breasted women swim around town, totally naked.
We drove around.
What a jolly little thing that was. Busted in the year 3000. Thanks again to Mae Chalice for joining me, Mark Tiley, on My Tunes on The Morning Show on Manx Radio, brought to you by Shore Isle of Man. There'll be more podcasts coming up right here at manxradio.com. So keep checking back here, because I don't want you to miss one. Or you can subscribe via iTunes or something similar. Catch you again soon.